Okay, so continuing on in our discussion of Perek Tes, now in Halacha Dalet, the truth is it's a very fascinating placement, and it really is Tzarech Iyun, the fact that the Rambam front-loaded the Halacha of Tanios into the middle of a discussion of Kupa and Tamchoi, which are Halachos He and Vav respectively. So he put it right in the middle. I have a little bit of an idea, which maybe I'll share at the end. But the Rambam writes the following, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Hei. B'Tanios mechalkin mizonos l'aniyam, v'chol tana she'achlo am v'lanu v'lo chilku tzedaka l'aniyam, Hare elu kishokhe dam, valem nem barbe kabbalah, tzadak yalin ba, viatamiratzchim from Shabbos Chazon, obviously. But medvar mamurim shlonasul hem apas, vaperos, shochim vohem apas, kigon tamarim vanovim, the Gemara says, hani mili berifto tamari, aval bezuze chite usari leislan ba, but things that aren't used for immediate preparation, avalim icharu hamao, so hachitim enon kishokhe damim. Rashi says that the problem is mitigated, you know, they just have to give it out the next day. So the Rambam, you know, is not like a ringing endorsement of Einan Kishov Chedamim. Really, they you know, okay, it's not the same level of egregiousness. Rashi quotes, sort of like based on the Gemara Masech, the Megillah, Inayim Shalaniyim, Nisuos, the Mikra Megillah. So Rashi in Sanhedrin Lamed Hei says, Einayim Shalaniyim were Nisuos, you know, otherwise they'd starve that night for this particular form of tzedakah, but if it's not something that would be used for instant eating, such as ma'os or chitin or sa'ari, as the Gemara says, you know, the Gemara just says leislan ba. Rashi, the Rambam says einan kishov chedamim, but it's still the wrong thing to do. It's not as bad, again, as delaying the thing that they were expecting to eat when they broke their fast. And the Rambam is, you know, projecting this, very forward in the perek. Right after he introduced the notion of, you know, the need to have a kupa and a tamachoy, he says, you know, betanios, there's no grounds for delay with respect to that which is going to be consumed immediately. It's interesting, that the Rambam's formulation, betanios mechalkin mizonos la'aniyim, v'choltanis she'achu ha'am v'lanu v'lo chilku tzedaka la'aniyim hareyu l'kishovchei damim. The Rambam starts out with the affirmative. The Gemara doesn't mention that. It just says, Amrav Lezer Rambi Yitzchak Koltanish Hamalinin Bo Atzazdaka Kiilu Shofeich Damim. But the Rambam, you know, presented the affirmative first. V'tanios Mechalkin V'zonos Laniyim. I'd like to suggest that for the Rambam, there may be two different dinim. One of them, Tanios Mechalkin V'zonos Laniyim, is an affirmative obligation that the Tainis, which is for the Rambam, uniquely Midarche Atshuva, Ayin Sham Bilchos Tanios, has to include tzedakah. It has to demonstrate that we understand that if we're asking for Rachamei Shamayim, that if we don't demonstrate Rachamim on that day, our Tanis is compromised, right? The Gemara Brachos Davav, actually the Ragit Shavar actually, you know, says Ayin Sham and Brachos Davav, Agra Tatanisa Tzidkasa. So the Rambam first, I think, feels the need to say, B'tanios Mechalkin Mizonos Aniyim, that's intrinsic to the din of a tainus. A tainus is always midarche atshuva. Darche atshuva always incorporates tzedakah, so you need that. And then the Rambam gives you the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the back end. V'chol tanis shachla'an v'lanu v'lo chilku tzedakah l'aniyim. So that's already a separate offense. Not only have you undermined the tainus, but harei elu kishov chedamim v'aleim nemar kabbalah tzedak yalin ba v'yata miratzchim. And that's only with respect to the goods of immediate consumption. But it's still pagam. The question is, why not just say, like Rashi said, and it is quoted by the Shach in Yerodeya, in Reishon and Vav, quotes Rashi, that doesn't appear to be a problem at all. According to Rashi in the Gemara, you have until the next day. But for the Rambam, it sounds like there's still a problem. Why is there a problem? It doesn't mean it's acceptable. So I'd like to suggest that for the Rambam, it's a likui, it's a deficiency in the first thing that he said. Bitanios mechalkin mizonos la'aniyim. Right? So that we should be distributing as many mizonos as we possibly can. Midin agra tatanisa tzidkasa. So that would, mean the chitin and the sa'arin as well. The way the Rambam interpreted the Gemara was, okay, in terms of being a shoveich damim, so we'll draw the line at the things that they would have eaten that night because they're going to go to sleep hungry and that's just, you know, intolerable. But in terms of the affirmative obligation reflected by the Gemara of agra detanisa tzidkasa, So, you know, that should really be given right away. So it's, the penalty is not the same. The gravity of the aveira is not the same, but you still undermine your tainus. You know, the tainus is a day of riboy tzedakah. Tosfos points out that that's why, you know, Taniyos Satzibor are the only days we read the half Torah in the afternoon and not in the morning, because we say, you know, Shemur Mishpat Vasut Tzedakah, which according to Gemara Makos is, you know, a distillation of 613 mitzvahs into just two lines. That if you haven't given tzedakah yet by shachris, right, to read those lines is an embarrassment. It's so fundamental to the essence of what a tainus is all about. And again, l'shitas HaRambam, this is specifically true because a tainus is midarcha etshuva. So the Rambam is front-loading this halacha, betanios mechalkin bezonos laniyim, because even you'll say the minag ha-pashat now is not to mechalik b'chol yom, but me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, none of that. The Rambam, like, immediately, he says, you know, I don't want you to get any further in this sefer. I'm going to tell you this halacha right now, that you can't rely on this on the tainus. On the tainus, you have to be extremely vigilant about this halacha, because it's intrinsic to the tainus. And it's not just a question of being malin, the mizonos, which is kishov chedamim, but there is an affirmative responsibility as well. There's really two different sides of the coin for the Rambam. There's the ase and then there's the los ase. The los ase is chamor biyoser, it's kishov chedamim, if it's ready to eat foods. But on the ase side, the Rambam thought that was extremely important, hence his departure from the standard language of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and his inclusion, betanios mechalkin mizonos laniyim, at the beginning of the halacha. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.